July 5, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Who is this King? Opening Prayer. Lord Jesus, you opened the scriptures so that the disciples saw you in the Old Testament. Please open this psalm to me in the same way. Read Psalm chapter 45. For the director of music, to the tune of Lilies, of the sons of Korah, a maskil, a wedding song. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore, the nations will praise you forever and ever. Reflect. How would you describe Christ as the bridegroom of the church? The introduction before verse 1 is the psalm's heading in the Hebrew text, which tells us that it is a wedding song. Who is the bridegroom? He is a king, presumably of Israel, and his character, mission, honor, and appearance are vividly described in verses 2 through 9. The subject of verses 10 through 15 is the king's bride, and their descendants are foretold in verses 16 and 17. C.S. Lewis wrote that, as a marriage ode, it is magnificent. Read the psalm again, imagining the splendor of this royal wedding. Verse 6a plants in our minds the thought that there is reference here to a more than human king. The writer to the Hebrews confirms this, quoting verses 6 and 7 and stating that they are about the Son, namely the Lord Jesus. He is superior to prophets, angels, and all other messengers from God, and is seated in the place of highest honor at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. Read verses 2 through 9 again and consider how they describe Jesus, sometimes literally, in other places figuratively. Graham Kendrick's song, All the Glory, My Heart is Full of Admiration, is based on these verses. The verses describing the bride are not specifically quoted in the New Testament, though the image of the church as the bride of Christ occurs several times. What do these verses of Psalm chapter 45 imply about the privileges, obligations, and joys of being members of Christ's church? What further reasons for praise are found in verses 16 and 17? apply. You might like to use the words of the psalm or those of the Graham Kendrick song as a basis for prayers of praise and adoration to Jesus. Closing prayer. All the glory, honor, and power belong to you, Lord Jesus, Savior and Anointed One. I worship you. I worship you.